Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal. Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's I'm Sorry, Houston by the Drive-By Truckers. A rare lead vocal from former short-lived bassist Shauna Tucker. Actually directed at a guy named Houston, H-U-S-T-O-N, but we're going to send it out to the Houston Rockets anyway.
All right, so let's start there then. The news, obviously, yesterday that Fred VanVleet is going to miss the season with an ACL. Your thoughts?
I think it's a major injury. I can't remember at this point during the summer what I've said or written publicly. I don't think I have much chance opportunity to write, but I didn't understand, as talented as the Rockets were, I didn't understand their roster construction, and I even before this injury, I thought that they really had a problem with guard depth on the team. They only had three real guards on the whole roster, and only one that's like established as a starting caliber player, and that was Fred VanVleet. And losing him likely for the season, it sounds, is an enormous blow to that team who finished second in the West last year and was hoping to repeat that at least. And it's going to make him fascinating. I think Amen Thompson, already one of the most fascinating players in the league, is now even more so. And Reed Sheppard, already one of the like prominent men of mystery in the league, now even more so. But that's a lot to throw on two young guys, one of whom has never proven to be, he's an NBA level player, at least a quality one, in Sheppard, and another, and Amen Thompson, who, like, is he a guard? Is he a power forward? Like, what even is he, right?
Right. All right, so let's just, in terms of the roster construction, obviously no Jalen Green anymore, so they've got Durant, and they've got Sengun, and they've got Steven Adams, and then they've got, like, they just kept adding bigs, right? Dorian Finney-Smith, yeah. Clint Capella, Jamari Smith Jr., and even like Josh Okogie, like they have. Who are the guards?
Even the 6'4 forwards are really power forwards. Josh Okogie,
right.
And Jay Sean Tate are both 6'4 guys who are best at power forward. And Tari Eason, who's really good, he's basically a power forward. It's basically a team of power forwards.
So you've got Aaron Holiday, Amen Thompson, and Reed Sheppard, right? Like, who are the guards?
Yep.
Is that it?
That's it. I mean, I don't know who's on a two-way, but, like, you know, Aaron Holiday at this point is an established, like, good third-string point guard, average backup point guard, but really more of a catch-and-shoot guy, not even like a run-the-offense backup point guard. So maybe you play him beside Amen Thompson, and Amen Thompson sort of controls the ball. Reed Sheppard, like, they took very high in the draft, and everyone loved Reed Sheppard, but he barely played last year. And when he did, he got roasted on defense, and he shot less than 40% from the floor. So, like, who knows? And Amen Thompson's awesome, but, like, literally, like, it's like, what is he? I mean, the best-case scenario here is they just give him the ball and turn him loose, and you look left and look up and like, oh, he's 6'7" Russell Westbrook.
Right.
Like that's a possibility. He can't shoot either, but like, so what? Give him the ball and let him just ram it down everybody's throat every possession. But you know, they could be interesting. They could like do a ridiculous like Amen Thompson Kevin Durant backcourt and like just be enormous.
Right.
But the lack of ball handling and shooting.
Well, the shooting is an issue. Like they had it. Yeah. If you've got Sengun and Steven Adams, which is something they like to do, shooting's going to, like, you've got obviously one tremendous shooter in Durant. Who else? Theoretically, Reed Shepard.
No, I mean, yeah, Reed Shepard in theory, he's supposed to be like Steve Nash or whatever. Like, we'll see. He could be Jimmer Fredette, right? Like, you know, that guy can shoot, but who cares? He can't play. And then I don't know. I mean, Jabari Smith Jr. can shoot a little bit, like for a power forward, but that's right. It. He can shoot a little bit for a power forward. Like that's about all they got. Like Dylan Brooks is one of their better shooters, and we know what that sounds like.
Yeah, I was reading today they were in last year in 3-point frequency. They were 27th, and a lot of that was Dylan Brooks, Van Vliet, and Jalen Green. And one reason or another, now they're all gone. So. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see if there's anything they can do to rebalance the roster for a team.
I am interested to see if they end up looking into the trade market for a guard. That is what I think there's a strong chance that will happen over the course of the season because they do have draft assets to deal. We sort of talked about that, I think, recently with, you know, some of these future rankings and stuff. They're not quite in the Thunder's level of both being good and having assets for the future, but they are. They do have assets.
Have you already seen kicking around ideas? Have you?
I have not. Yeah. I have not. But I just assume, like when people start kicking around ideas, what guards could Houston trade for could be a thing people think about.
Right. Okay. Speaking of rankings, we now have ESPN is dropping their player rankings. Obviously, Grizzlies Media Day is next Monday, so we're cranking up here. And We got the player rankings, and so. Have you seen this yet? Have you seen they've released the bottom 50?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to spend a lot of time with it, but I glanced at it.
So there's only really, I won't focus on a lot of it, but the only Grizzly between 50 and 100 is Zach Edey at 88. First of all, what do you think of Zach Edey at 88?
If he did not have this injury he's dealing with, I would think it would be sounds about right. And so it seems to me like they didn't really take this injury much into account in doing the rankings, so maybe that's the right way to go about it. I was interested to see if they were going to have anyone. I mean, clearly they'll have Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson both in the top 50. And last year, I think Bane was like the other guy. I actually think this time a year ago, Marcus Smart was on the list, which was a bad call. But I was interested to see if they were going to have anyone else. And I didn't, you know, I think if Edey comes back healthy, I think that's about right with room to grow from there. But there's a lot of uncertainty there.
So it's interesting to me that is Edey ahead of Santi? Like, Santi's not? Do you assume he's not on this list because he's not going to be top 50?
Yeah, he's not going to be top 50. I mean, Edey was a starter and Santi was not, so that's right. Part of it. And I think when you just projecting forward, like impact you're going to have on the team and how you're going to be used and your centrality, not necessarily your scoring average, but your centrality to what the team is doing and what you do to help the team win and to define your team. I think Edey's the third most important player of the team, unless like Cedric Howard changes that.
Yeah, he's very clearly, he's much more important. I don't know that I would rank him as a more effective NBA player right now than Santi, but maybe, whatever. It's interesting. This will be it. So it'll be Ja and Jaren. Any guesses as to where Ja and Jaren will learn this tomorrow or the next day or whatever else? Where roughly, and you don't have a list in your head, where do you imagine Ja and Jaren will be?
I think people are down enough on Ja and the Grizzlies, you know, fortunes, the way the season finished is enough. They're enough sort of out of the mind frame for people that I suspect neither of them are. I think they're both going to be in the 30s would be my guess.
Who's going to be higher? They're down on Jaren too, because the way his season ended, right?
Yeah. I think Ja will be slightly higher, but I bet they're pretty close together.
Yeah. All right. We were doing the, I was going through the, ESPN the survey, and I'll just hit you with one or two questions before I let you go. Best move of the offseason?
Individual move. I mean, the splashiest was adding Durant. Adding Durant, adding Bane were probably the splashiest moves that I can think of. In terms of impacting the current season, it's those two. If you look more broadly, some of the best moves that happened were more broader impact stuff. It was Atlanta adding that New Orleans pick. It was the Lakers locking up Luka on a long-term contract. Neither of those things have any impact on the coming season. But in the big picture, those may be more important moves.
Yeah, well, you've nailed them all, really. Rockets, Durant is one with 11 votes. Desmond Bane is second with 5 votes. The Magic trading for Desmond Bane. The Hawks getting that Pelicans pick is 2 votes. The Nuggets trading for Cam Johnson is one, got 1, and the Lakers re-signing Luka got 1. And then the flip side, the worst move of the offseason, Chris?
Well, I mean, we just keep beating up the Pelicans, but it's right there. I mean, you know, trading that pick to get a guy, Derek Queen, who, like, maybe he'll be good. Like, who knows? A lot of people think he won't be. That's the thing that jumps out. I'm sure there's something else.
Here's some others. Which do you find particularly egregious? Trailblazers trading for Jrue Holiday, Suns waving and stretching Bradley Beal, Pacers losing Miles Turner, Suns trading for Mark Williams, or Kings signing Dennis Schroeder?
I mean, I file all of those under, like, everyone has their reasons. I guess the one that I'm least persuaded about the reasons is the Dennis Schroeder signing. I just, like, what's the plan in Sacramento? Is the plan only is to win 35 games? Like, maybe that's the plan. I'm not sure how signing Dennis Schroeder helps them achieve anything worth achieving other than, like, winning 35 games, which is not the same as winning 45 games, you know, which is right. Kind of worth doing.
So when are you heading back to Memphis?
This weekend. Specifics TBD, but okay. I'll be there for media day on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. If you're looking for a place to eat, it's fall now. You can sit outside without sweating your whatever off. And Ragin' Cajun would be the place to go. Mason Jambon grew up in New Orleans. He moved to Memphis. He was intimately involved with Bounty on Broad. And then he said, you know what we need here? We need a Cajun place like the neighborhood places that I grew up with in New Orleans. And so he has opened Ragin' Cajun right there in Bartlett, 2740 Bartlett Road. If you want to look at the menu, and the only problem with looking at the menu is you'll want it all. That's the problem. Cajun901.com. Cajun901.com. I just love a po' boy. And he brings the Leidenheimer bread, comes up from New Orleans, so it's as good as you can get. Jeffrey would get the roast beef one. I get the oyster po' boy is my go-to. I didn't expect to love the chili queso as much. Oh, my God. The sausage and cheese plate was unbelievably good, and the best white chocolate bread pudding I have ever had. It's Ragin' Cajun, 2740 Bartlett Road. They got a great outside seating, easy parking, easy to get to from wherever you are in the Memphis area. Cajun901.com. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. It is that time again, joined by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. Charles, of course, is the author of three New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a three-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. He joins me now. Happy New Year, Charles.
Happy New Year. Do you know what year it is on the Jewish calendar? Do you have that information at your fingertips?
Let's see. What year? Jeffrey, have you got any guesses? What? You're breaking up. We can't hear you. Go ahead. Say that again.
I'm just sitting here. That's too bad. You can't Google it. Either you know the year or not. When I say, what year is it? You don't say, wait a minute, let me check the calendar to see whether it's 2022 or 2027.
I wasn't checking the calendar. I was asking Jeffrey. I thought Jeffrey knows everything. We play a game called Right and Then Right Trivia, and you can play at Celtic Crossing and other places. But Jeffrey knows everything.
I listen every week.
Yeah. I listen. I hate to come out with a call out, but I think you can Google it.
Jeffrey says you can Google it. What year, Jeffrey?
Charles, is it 5786?
It is 5786. It's not that you can't Google it. It's that either you know the year or you don't, right? And you didn't know it. It's in the Jewish calendar. It is the year 5786. We start counting.
Yeah.
This is some high quality morning radio.
Uh-huh.
We start counting in the year 3761 BCE. That's the year. I don't know how we got there. Year one, Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year. Happens right in the fall. We're Jews, so we combine.
Behind you, is that the blowing of the shofar? Is that what I hear behind
that
you?
Is that the symbolic blowing of the shofar? Cleo, and she bears a striking resemblance to a geriatric
She's as old as Moses, for God's sake. So,
was born in the year 57.
Are we going to have this the whole? Are we going to have this the entire?
Well, I've walked out to see if I can render some assistance to quiet her. She has somebody who's watching over her who appears not to be doing their
job.
And we are really off it. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year. We celebrate in the fall. Mm-hmm. The moment was picked because this is in, according to the, to 5,000 years of rabbis, this is when Adam created, when the world was created and human beings started being part of it right now. And as I was saying, mocking my own faith and culture, yeah, being Jews, we combine the celebration of the Jewish New Year with the most sober moment in the Jewish holiday calendar, which is 10 days of repentance for all of our poor behavior in the last year. That leads to Yom Kippur. So from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, we're supposed to review our behavior in the past year, think about what we could do better at or what we literally did wrong, ask for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. That's really, I love this, although it's a little hard. In Judaism, you can't ask God for forgiveness for sins you commit against your friend or your wife or your daughter. You have to go to them during that period and say, I know I did
something
wrong.
Well, that's inconvenient. It's much better if you could just quietly ask God and skip the victim. Right?
Catholic style and just talk to the priest or just get it all done, you know, in synagogue on Yom Kippur. But it's an acknowledgement that God's like, you didn't do that to me, but maybe you should talk to her. So I kind of like that, but anyway,
I should say, by the way, speaking of all of this, that this segment is being taped, and the reason is so you can get to synagogue and start on this whole repentance deal that you're embarking on now over the next 10 days.
Celebration and repentance. Yes, in fact, one of the great traditions of Rosh Hashanah is that at the end of today, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we only celebrate one day. You go to a stream or a creek or a lake, mm-hmm, and you throw some rocks or some bread in while saying a prayer. You cleanse yourself of the sins by literally throwing them into flowing water so they're carried away. And we now, modern Jews typically use bread, so you don't, but whatever, you can use rocks as well. You're sort of symbolically shedding your sins into the water and letting the water carry them away. It's called Tassis. And so we really like that. We'll be out there in Rock Creek Park putting some rocks or some breadcrumbs in the creek. We missed last week. I don't think that qualifies as a sin.
Yeah, it is, but you should throw – there's a rock that has last week's name on it.
There's a breadcrumb just for September 16th, missing radio.
All right. By the way, I did want to – before we move on to anything else, what do you have, an apple and honey and a Reese's – some kind of Reese's confection?
Apple. You do celebrate with sweet foods, apples and honey. We have challah, which is the traditional, wonderful, absolutely irresistible Jewish egg bread. We make it in a circle to have a happy, you know, New Year, to celebrate the cycle of life. You put honey on that. But also, we've got a Reese's update. Update. A member of the extended staff.
Listen, endless audience.
On Tuesday,
named
Mark. Purchased a kind of weird product. He purchased Chips Ahoy Reese's. He could not find Oreo Reese's, and he purchased Chips Ahoy Reese's. And he said that, he's going to accuse me of misquoting him, but I remember it vividly. He said they were terrible.
So this is a Reese's peanut butter cup infused with Chips Ahoy somehow. Is that
no,
what it was?
No. It's
the other way around.
The main product comes first. Oreo Reese's are Oreos with Reese's filling. Chips Ahoy Reese's are Chips Ahoy with kind of pieces of Reese's in them. He said there was no evidence of Reese's in the Chips Ahoy that he ate. They were the usual slightly too firm chocolate chip cookies.
Chips Ahoy are nasty.
In the microwave to see if
Chips Ahoy are nasty. They're terrible.
I don't think Chips Ahoy are good. He left them in Kansas City with his parents, Brenda and Joel, and they, as us olds will do, they're eating them happily. I have not purchased Oreo Reese's because it's a huge container of cookies, and it's a gray filling on the outside of the package. It doesn't look appealing. I don't want it. I want somebody else to buy them, and I'll taste one. And I keep looking for Reese's with Oreos in them. This is the high season of Reese's. It's Halloween, can't find them. So that's more than you want to know about Reese's. If you
if you have found either Oreos with Reese's and tried them or Reese's with Oreos and tried them, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up by text. Let's hear what you got. We got a wide range of correspondents.
We have a big research staff. All right, speaking of, while we're on the topic of processed foods, whatever. Like, so far we've hit Jewish holidays.
Real classic.
It's like Jeopardy. It's like it's one category is processed foods and one is Jewish holidays. And so anyway, processed foods, Hamburger Helper. Who knew it was this even still a thing?
I'm surprised you haven't connected the dots from the list. You got the list much earlier than usual this week, didn't you?
Like two minutes earlier. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Right. You weren't actually talking to me on the phone when the list came in.
No.
Listen, the question is, what's the state of the economy now? Right? And there are a lot of somewhat nervous making indicators. And we're going to go through about six of them right now.
Oh, I see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hamburger Helper sales have soared. The total sales of food in the U.S. this year, outside of restaurants, non-restaurant food sales, they call it.
Yeah.
That's food at home,
yeah.
Called food at home also, are up 1%. Sales of Hamburger Helper this year through August, 14.5%.
Wow.
So why
have you ever eaten Hamburger Helper, and when is the last time you ate Hamburger
Helper? I was going to ask you that question.
I've certainly eaten it, but did I have it as a child? Maybe. Did I ever make it? I have not had it in the last 3 decades. I have not had. Jeffrey, have you had Hamburger Helper in the last 3 decades?
Yeah, Aaliyah made it one time, maybe a couple times. Like, it's not a regular thing,
it's
but
not terrible.
Yeah,
it's totally like fine. It just fine.
I think it's sort of got a weird, what do you think rice aroni is? Rice aroni is rice with a spice packet.
It's the San Francisco treat.
It's noodles. Right, it's noodles with a spice packet.
Hamburger Helper is macaroni with a package of spices to which you add ground beef. Well, I don't understand why it's the source of mockery It's owned by a company called Eagle Brands now. They bought it from General Mills. The theory, of course, is that people are trying to cope with rising food costs.
Right.
Rice sales are up 7%. So what do rice and Hamburger Helper have in common? You know, they're relatively inexpensive and they're filling. So Hamburger Helper was introduced in 1971. I think it was kind of a sensation to have a...
It certainly feels like a 1970s food product. That is certainly
right.
True.
It was a one-box meal, quote-unquote, yep. One-box meal, right? And just add hamburger. 25% of American families bought Hamburger Helper in the first year in 1971. Wow, talk about that. I looked it up just for fun. It comes in some wild flavors now. Bacon cheeseburger, Hamburger Helper.
Sounds
teriyaki,
delicious.
Hamburger Helper. Fettuccine Alfredo, Hamburger Helper. Philly cheesesteak, Hamburger Helper. I actually read it and thought, you know, I'm going to just buy it and make it one night without telling my wife what we're eating. And see how it is.
Well, okay, so it's funny. Well, you. I'm going to interrupt you just real quick. Because this made me started thinking of 70s food products. And so I just now Googled when Kraft macaroni and cheese was invented. But do you realize it was invented in 1937? 1937. It's a Great Depression thing, which is it connects right. to this, right? A little bit. Like it's right. a little but, bit.
And to be honest, what's the difference between Kraft macaroni
Nothing.
And cheese, which kind of has a warm place in our hearts, and Hamburger Helper? It's the same thing, right? Add milk, add butter, you know? It's exactly the same thing. We have Kraft macaroni and cheese in the pantry right this
morning. I would hope so.
I want to praise you for something. I like the fact that you said, I'm going to interrupt you now.
As opposed to just interrupting you now.
As opposed to screaming at me, stop talking. I think it's almost as if we've been to therapy in our week.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Okay.
No, Rush Hashanah is having a good impact.
Do you want to move on to cardboard boxes, or do you have more to say about Hamburger Helper?
We've said all we need to say. Hamburger Helper, one tidbit. Hamburger Helper was, in fact, on the Hulu show The Bear this summer.
Really?
One of the cooks at the restaurant prepared it for somebody, for a teenager, but added tomatoes
for her cousin,
onions, yeah. right, and then it became a TikTok sensation with people, imitating the chef on The Bear. So there you go.
All right, cardboard boxes. You have cardboard important cardboard.
Another shaky sign. Another shaky sign. Cardboard boxes are one of these hidden elements of the U.S. economy. And if you follow cardboard boxes, sometimes it tells you what's going to happen next in the economy, because companies that make Kraft mac and cheese buy cardboard to make cardboard boxes, and companies that make refrigerators or ovens, buy cardboard or car parts. Buy cardboard boxes
computers.
To deliver those. So it's computers. So it's something across the entire economy. And cardboard box volumes are down 12% since 2020. We are back to levels not seen since 2009. And yet we all have cardboard boxes like delivered to us. Like we, quote unquote, use more cardboard boxes.
So is the theory there that people are just not ordering as much stuff? And so therefore,
There's two theories. There's two theories. One is, I don't know if they're theories. There are two things happening.
Yeah.
One is slowing consumer demand. We're going to get to that in a minute. And the other is, I thought this is why you read these stories, really interesting. The frozen housing market. The lack of home sales, the lack of people buying, moving from one place. What does a move require? It requires nothing so much as cardboard boxes. And so if home sales are off 20% from what they normally would be, boy, that is truckloads and truckloads of cardboard boxes not used. And of course, once people move, then they buy a new mattress, which comes in a cardboard box, and they buy a new stove.
So here's the thing, this isn't on the list. Interest rates did tick down in the last Fed meeting.
So much news in the last 2 weeks.
I know we missed it because your sinful skipping of last
because of my
last
because
week.
Of my,
so the rates
we
rates
call
are
that laziness. The
rates,
sin
right.
the sin of laziness.
Yeah,
right?
Rates are decreased by a quarter.
Rates
point.
Came down by a quarter of a point. The federal funds rate was lowered by the Federal Reserve last Wednesday by a quarter of a point. in an effort to do what? To make the economy go a little stronger. We reduce everybody's borrowing costs, and so that gives them money to hire an extra person, you know, expand their warehouse, whatever. That's the theory, anyway. So we will see. We will
Shouldn't
see what
this
happens.
Shouldn't this also somewhat loosen up the housing market? It wouldn't be that part
you
of the
know,
theory.
It's. I don't actually understand all the ins and outs of it. Mortgage rates are at their lowest level in a year, but in the week since we lowered interest rates, mortgage rates have gone up. So the connection there is hard to a little. It's not quite as direct as people would have it be. And just a reminder, because it's fun to just keep people up to date on this. When the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates, they're only lowering one interest rate. It's the interest rate that the government charges banks to borrow money overnight at the discount window to make their obligations between one day and the next. That's the only interest rate they're lowering. So if you're Wells Fargo, if you're Citibank, you just got a break on your borrowing costs. If you run out of money today on Tuesday and need to borrow it to make it through Wednesday, which banks do all the time. But that's a very obscure
interest. Let's go directly to and you preface that by saying it's fun. That's what you said before that's you gave fun. Us that's that little tidbit. Oh, so much fun. What's the we're having a ball, everybody.
As you know, I watched two college football games over the weekend.
I know, that was fun. So let's go right to consumer spending since it's related to this. What are we learning about consumer spending? Right
this
now?
Is just one little tidbit. Consumer spending growth slowed last quarter. The data was just released for the last 3 months to the lowest level in 4 years. We spent 4.1% more in the last 3 months than we did a year ago. That sounds like a lot, actually, 4.1% more across the whole economy. But, you know, earlier this year it was 5%. And last year it was more than 5%. So it's not that consumer spending itself is going down. It's that the rate of growth is slowing, which shows a certain hesitation. But if you want to get into the grim news, we can go right to the what's happening that's causing this, which is that loan delinquencies are rising. And this is like cardboard box volume. When people can't pay their loans, that's a sign. People want to pay their mortgage. They want to pay
their loans. What kind of loans are we talking about here? Are we talking credit card debt? Are we talking mortgages?
Credit delinquencies are up in the last year. They're now 12% of credit cards are carrying balances that are 90 days or more overdue. That is the highest since the Great Recession in 2008. 12%. That's very high. Auto loans are near the highest in history at 5%, 4.99%. Now, what's interesting is the difference, right? People kind of don't care if they screw over their credit card company and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. There's nothing, they're not, they actually, you know, they can suspend your credit card, but they typically don't even do that. They let you keep spending. They think they're going to get the interest eventually. They can come take your car. So it's interesting that 95% of people with these huge car loans keep paying their loan no matter what, because that's how you get the kids to school and that's how you get to work. So 5%, near the highest in history, but that's a sign of pressure. Mortgage and home equity loan delinquencies are below 1%. So that the pressure hasn't built to the point where people are going to default on their houses.
Okay.
But you don't want to see credit card and auto loan delinquencies rising like that.
Before I get to the Publishers Clearinghouse, let's have a little bit of good news. And the good news is, was it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you told us about the new iPhone. And I forgot what the features of the – well, I know. There was one that was going to be slimmer, right? There was one that was going to be slimmer. Slimmer? A slimmer
That's
iPhone?
Slimmer.
But anyway, so really people are apparently – buying the heck out of these iPhones.
This is iPhone 17 and the iPhone Air, which doesn't have a number, but is part of the iPhone 17 release. And this was supposed to be kind of a very, like, pedestrian, there's nothing different between this one and the 16, whatever, buy it if you need it, da-da-da-da. And iPhone sales have gone crazy. People love the iPhone Air. they say it's literally like just holding a piece of glass. It's so thin, you can't even feel it in your pocket. It's just a remarkable piece of technology, although it has some limits, smaller battery because it's so small, only one speaker. I don't listen to very much out of the speakers of my phone. I use headphones as I am now, but one speaker seems kind of lame in 2025. The sales of the iPhone Air are going great. Sales on Apple iPhone 17, the T-Mobile CEO, most of these are sold through a cell phone carrier, right? You go to Verizon, you go to AT&T, you trade it in that way, or you go to the Apple store and it's connected to your provider. The T-Mobile CEO said yesterday, biggest weekend of iPhone sales in history. So the iPhone 17 comes in orange. It literally comes in pumpkin orange. So you can buy it, load your Starbucks app and load your pumpkin spice, order your pumpkin spice latte on your orange phone. Anyway, that's been really interesting. Apple this week instructed its manufacturing partners to increase production of the entry-level iPhone 17 by 30% because of demand.
Wow.
So there you go.
Okay. People, then finally, the last story that you have.
That's a sign that consumer spending is not dead.
People still want what they want. So then this story I was listening to Scott Simon on NPR Saturday, and he had someone who'd won the Publishers Clearinghouse, and they had been getting checks, and the checks just stopped. And I have to say, there were two things that surprised me. Well, two things. One is, I didn't know that anyone actually ever really did win the Publishers Clearinghouse. Like, you saw these people with a giant whatever. Did anyone really ever win? And then I found myself, with all due respect, so unsympathetic to these people. I mean, it's too bad that the gravy train has stopped, but it was a total lucky gravy train. This woman, like, said, I bought a Lexus. He bought a Maserati. We've had to return them both. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I guess Publishers Clearinghouse should keep delivering the checks they said they were delivering. What is happening here?
Well, that's an interesting take. I mean, if the Powerball lottery, if you won the Powerball,
you're entitled to your money. I just think I feel worse about than having to return your freaking Maserati because you got lucky.
I feel worse about like being 90 days behind on your ordinary credit card bill.
Exactly, that you're working and trying to pay. Yeah.
So yeah, Publishers Clearinghouse famously sells magazine subscriptions. That's not a great business to be in 2025.
True.
Yeah. And you bought a magazine subscription and you got an entry to win whatever, $20 million. And yes, you can't, it's the United States of America, or it was the United States of America. You can't say you're going to do something like that and then not deliver.
No.
Right. So it was like a lottery. It was a contest. And the real point was, if you were buying a subscription to Time or Newsweek or Sports Illustrated or Home and Garden anyway, buy it through Publishers Clearinghouse. The price was the same. Sometimes the price was better, and get an entry into this lottery, and into this sweepstakes. My father did this. Whose memory is a blessing, who unfortunately has passed away, who was a physician. He just loved the play. He just imagined winning the Publishers Clearinghouse. They filed for bankruptcy in April.
Wow.
And as part of their bankruptcy filing, they said, here's the 10 largest winners, and we're not going to pay them anymore. One of the people who was in the New York Times story about this was won $5,000 a week for life in 2012. So $5,000 a week for life is not hitting the $500 million super lottery. That's $260,000 a year. But since winning, he hasn't had a job, because somebody's writing him a check for $20,000 a month. And he was like, what? It's not fair in the following way. He has built his life
around this.
It's clearly annuity. Not fair.
Right.
And what Publishers Clearinghouse used to do, in fact, was buy annuities so that if they went out of business, the prizes were paid by this annuity is a kind of insurance. They bought insurance policies. They stopped doing that in 2003. I haven't looked into it deeply, but I'm sure that's when the magazine subscriptions started to tail off. So I don't know that this is the note, the curious note
do you
to end on, but there you go.
Do you still, do you get any magazines sent to your house?
We get Time.
Time magazine? Really?
I'll tell you why. The pictures in Time are just beautiful. The photographic coverage is really tremendous. And it's not that expensive. We get the Atlantic.
Is it still weekly Time?
Yes. Whatever.
You get the Atlantic hard copy? You don't just get the...
We get the Atlantic hard copy because the difference in cost between the hard copy and digital only is small. I'll be honest, I don't think anybody in the house reads it hard copy. We painfully gave up the New Yorker in hard copy after the kids went to college because
no one read it.
52 issues a year. We read the New Yorker online, just pile up. And we still get the Washington Post in real newspaper every day. And we get the New York Times, but only on Sunday. Same thing. No one was reading the Thursday New York Times.
Well, Charles, Happy New Year. And
happy Rosh Hashanah if you celebrate, and please be on the watch for this urgent issue of
cookies,
Oreo Chips Ahoy, Oreo Reese's and Reese's with Oreos. We want to hear.
Thank you, Charles.
Have a great week.
Yep, you too. Memphis, absolutely. Bye. All right, that wraps that up, Jeffrey. What is happening next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson and Frank Bonner will join their show. Tim Murray will join me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow for Now Work Is Done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.